Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming in your direction from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I wonder if he's still in the...
Is he alive?
The Washington legislature, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a Washington State...
He's a politician.
Rep. Yeah, yeah.
He's a guy that writes laws.
And a pastor.
Oh, good.
Well, that's what this was. He was ranting because they won't put two 15-year-olds away for texting each other wee-wee and hoo-ha pictures.
He's an idiot. And the thing about this... Well, I mean, he's a moronic... I don't know what... You know, you practice this.
You think so? At home in front of the mirror?
Yes, fuck yes.
Naked?
I don't know. These Republicans? I don't know. Whatever. I mean, you know, somebody chained to a radiator.
No.
Who knows? Put the ball gag back
probably
in your
him.
Mouth. I'm practicing. Yeah, put my ball gag back in.
Yes, mother.
Oh, shit.
Show me.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
The man is rehearsed. That guy did his homework.
My typical Thursday night.
What a horrific... Imagine the horrific shit he has said from the pulpit in the house of fucking God. Yeah.
Gee. Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody. Where was I in the opening? I don't fucking know. Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We check that during the show. We're also on Facebook and the Instagram occasionally.
Oh, yes.
And we really appreciate when you buy shit through our Amazon link. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or use the wee banner on our webpage, and you can give us a little commissione every time you buy some shit, but it doesn't cost you anything.
Yay! Yay!
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey. There's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
You're next, motherfucker.
I don't see anything wrong with marrying first cousin.
How the fuck are so many great people fucking dead? Not like the one that recently died, but like, but Pat Robertson is alive. That sucks. No offense, Pat, but you know,
yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's dead. So I mean,
oh my God,
there you go. That's it,
right? I mean, you know, and
not much more to say about it. He was
an oxymoron
person, and I do think it interesting that the same people who were okay with his decades of misogyny and racism,
yes,
and hate speech, are suddenly really death clutching a whole bunch of pearls.
Are they
over these nasty libs who are dancing on the grave of Rush Limbaugh and saying bad things about him now that he's dead?
Nasty libs? Are you kidding me? You guys are nasty. You're storming the Capitol. You're doing hate crimes. You're doing a bunch of nasty stuff. And maybe the liberals are slowly deciding, like, oh my God, these Republicans are fucking monsters. And maybe we should treat them as such. My God.
Not all of them.
Oh my God.
Couple.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know, it's
the,
I would say, I mean, I would say, and that's just my opinion, that I think we're better for him being dead as people.
Oh.
I mean, not no offense, Rush's family. I mean, you did. You were able. You lived off the blood money he made from proliferating a bunch of fucking hate and racism. So congratulations on that. But
I mean, I could say the average kindness level of the universe took a jump today.
Oh, absolutely. The air is indeed sweeter.
Amazon did all the shit. Thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vial.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And who's next? Hannity? Who do we? What oh, God?
I don't want to. This is horrible.
What? Hey, listen. These people are horrible. These are horrible fucking Nazis.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's a level of stupid that I think we should avoid.
Yeah, I mean, but like. But it's Rush.
I mean, my opinion.
Fuck him. And,
I mean, you could think what you want.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean.
But.
I felt bad that cancer had to live with him for so long. I mean, you know what I mean? It took him a long time to die, didn't it? I mean, God. And that's just a journalistic statement, right? It seemed
it wasn't that long.
Jeez, man.
It wasn't that long ago that it was a year, less than a year, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. It took forever. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad or negative way.
Moving along, at Rated R Comedy, by the way, don't send these comments to crab diving.
Nah, come on. Listen, I it's sad that bigoted racist is fucking dead. And, you know,
well, yeah, that I don't know who that quote, who really said that quote, but it's from what I understand, falsely attributed to Mark Twain about.
Oh, fuck.
Never.
Oh.
What?
Oh, really?
Did you go and share it? Is it the one that's like, I've never wished someone dead, but I've read the occasional obituary.
I love that.
With glee or with delight. Yeah, that's not him.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that it's been debunked. Which we'll probably hear if you put it up.
No, it might have already been up. Fuck me. Oh, I hate that. Sorry, that's.
Well, I mean, it's unprofessional. You don't have to
wait.
Vet every meme.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well,
over at the Comedy Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. Let's check out the headlines today on this cold fucking day.
Oh yes.
Oh well, the HuffPo isn't holding back.
Right.
Bigot, misogynist, homophobe, crank, Rush Limbaugh dead.
Rest in piss. Ooh.
That was trending today.
Oh, I know. That's so awful. Funny. It's so awfully funny. I mean,
Trump is like, I can only hope.
Rested.
Maybe
I
want to
luxuriate in it.
Yeah, maybe that was a compliment from Trump.
Absolutely.
Rest in piss, Rush.
Mother's husband said something nice about him on Twitter. I saw it. I started to read part of it. It was like, Jesus.
Pence?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he say?
I don't know. This is stupid. Platitude shit. Great voice. And I mean, you know, he gave the guy the Medal of Freedom, right? I mean,
well, Trump did, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's part of that whole get up.
So yeah, he was 70, had lung cancer.
I mean, that's not funny. Yeah. I mean, you know,
it was a year, February 2020.
Yeah. God, imagine, you know, when he was on in the 80s, it was basically just. See, he started in the 80s or the 90s.
God, I had friends that were, their families were so into him.
He said the worst
way
thing
into him
about gay people. Hey. I mean, absolutely the worst shit. And all you got to do is go look through some of these quotes he said. And I will buy a ticket on a Greyhound bus to pee on that fucker's grave. I don't give a shit, man. He's an asshole.
Yeah, he might be on the
rotten
on
fucking
the,
hell, motherfucker.
On the pissing tour, he's
even
really
though,
the influence that he had on a whole lot of people. Hey, and the misinformation, for Christ's sake, the misinformation, the disinformation, and just the hate, the outright lies, and he really went crazy with Trump. One would think that he would be try to portray himself as kind of the more sane, but he went. He went down the rabbit hole with the fraud and bullshit, didn't he? There?
Yes, absolutely. And he was a big virus hoax person, obviously. I'm sure he was.
Hey.
Absolutely. Yeah, he said it was a hoax, the coronavirus. I mean, my worry with Rush Limbaugh is that, I mean, the guy got the Medal of Freedom from, you know, the Nazi President Trump, the rapist in chief. But the worry is that he won't be remembered correctly for who he was. And he was a fucking fascist, fuckhead, racist.
Oh, he'll
bighead motherfucker.
I think he'll be remembered.
And I'm sorry. And I hate to sound like this, but the man was a fascist. And he supported Trump, and fuck him. And we cannot worry about sparing anyone's feelings about this guy. He was bad. I mean, what if...
Did you have a bad zombie session before the show
oh, no,
or something?
I killed a lot of motherfuckers.
You seem amped up.
Oh, it's rushed up, man. I mean, I read all the... I was reading all these...
You were
these...
in such a good mood earlier.
Oh, God. No, I read all this shit. Like, he did this one radio show where he
read... Well, here, I've got a list of some of these...
Oh, he said the worst stuff.
Yeah, Charlotte Clymer, activist... on the Twitter, has been tweeting Rush Limbaugh quotes today for some reason.
Yeah.
And they are horrific.
Right.
Horrific. She pinned this one. Rush Limbaugh showed no true remorse over his career for the things he said and did. He made no bid for redemption or understanding. He didn't believe in grace or humility, so let his words be his legacy. Here's a thread.
Yeah, fuck this motherfucker.
Quote, look, let me put it to you this way. The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips.
Jesus.
Without any weapons. There I said it.
Oh, there I said it. And now you're done saying it, motherfucker. Oh, God.
Here's millions of dollars.
He makes better moss than a person, that's for fucking sure.
The NAACP should not have riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies.
Oh my gosh. Listen to this motherfucker. Wow.
Another one. Take that bone out of your nose and call me back to a black woman caller on his program.
I mean,
that's a little unambiguous, isn't it?
Fuck this guy. And, you know, again, if you're Rush's family and you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com/live, I'm sorry if you're feeling something. I'm going to be very specific about this. I'm sorry that you're going through something that... might bother you. Now, if you are on board with this, then yes, very good. Donate some of that ass, all of that asshole's estate to some fucking charity, you know.
Who has got a wife?
Oh, my God.
Never had kids, though.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Dear God, Jesus, are you listening to me? Thank you so much for not allowing him to fucking fertilize anything. Thank you so much. I all of a sudden, I believe in Jesus. That's amazing. Usually these fuckers can't have enough babies, you know?
He once said of black people, they're 12% of the population. Who the hell cares?
Oh, God. It's sad. It is sad, though. It's sad that Christianity and this religion shit is just garbage and it's not true. It's sad that there isn't a place where this guy goes after he dies to pay for all the bad shit that he fucking did to people. What a fucking bummer.
Do you want to hear any more?
Hell yes.
Horrific.
Yes.
To be reminded of his horrificitude.
Yes, absolutely.
Obama's entire economic program is reparations.
But he said it like, so can you do the Rush Limbaugh?
No, I'm not going to do.
Do it.
The Rush Limbaugh.
But he's dead.
Voice.
You got to do it.
I know. I'm
There's
not
no
doing
way.
Rush Limbaugh.
It's the only way.
The day is.
Lord, here's Obama.
Obama's. No, that's too raspy.
Obama.
Obama's entire economic program is reparations.
Oh, my God.
This one's nice.
Yeah.
If you feed the children three square meals a day during the school year, how can you expect them to feed themselves in the summer? Wanton little waifs and serfs dependent on the state, pure and simple.
Oh, somebody sounds like a fucking Nazi, Pat. That sounds like some Nazi totalitarian wacky ass bullshit to me.
He doesn't want to feed school kids.
Why?
He doesn't want to feed needy children. Then they'll be like, may I have some more, sir?
You know, the thing with Rush is we're not doing
theater reference.
I think that's a very apt theater reference. I think you can find all kinds of Dickensian references to describe Rush Limbaugh, except if Rush was visited by three ghosts, he wouldn't give a shit. He wouldn't be able to wake up because he had so much propofol shoved up his asshole to sleep at night. It was oxy.
Oxy.
And that's fine. I don't mean to, I'm not shaming him for his drug addiction, but geez, he certainly shamed people for it.
Regarding women protesting sexual harassment or harassment for our friends across the pond.
Right.
They're out there protesting what they actually wish would happen to them sometimes. Oh boy. What a guy.
How many listeners has this guy had, or his height?
Zillions.
So many dudes listen
worship
to this shit and,
worship
and
him.
Buy his shit. And God, he is just like the worst. And if we can't understand that when somebody like that is dead and no longer a voice hurting us, that it's not a good thing, then it makes me, we have to be happy he's dead. I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it. The guy's a fucking fascist mouthpiece for Trump, and fuck him.
# good riddance still trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
I wonder what reason.
Is anybody going to miss Rush Limbaugh? I can't imagine.
It's got the Sandra Fluke or Susan Fluke, the college student who sued for, I think she wanted her college health plan, when you go visit the college clinic, to include birth control pills.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm all for that.
Right.
Sued about it or whatever, but she testified in front of Congress.
Yeah.
And here's what Trump said about her.
Oh, okay.
That she wants the college, the state college, to pay for her birth control.
Well, I mean, it's a health thing, right? I mean,
true.
Okay.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke? I think it was Sandra Fluke. Who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says she must be paid to have sex. What does that make her? Makes her a slut, right? It makes her a prostitute.
Who said that? That Rush.
The late Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. And I'm sure that painted a target on her back.
Listen to this next one. Same person. So, Miss Fluke and the rest of you feminazis, here's the deal. If we are going to pay you for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
Here's what you can say. Look in the mirror and say these words. I am so glad Rush Limbaugh is fucking dead. It makes me happy. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Don't say his name three times.
No. If you bring him back with some Beetlejuice shit, I swear to fucking God.
God, Charlotte Clymer. Holy shit. There are a whole lot more of these. I don't know if we want to read any more of these, but,
I'll
scatter them throughout the show to remind us of, what a fucking asshole he was.
Cause like this whole thing with Trump, I just felt like this country really is just doesn't, what did he say?
Let the unskilled jobs that take absolutely no knowledge whatsoever to do, let stupid and unskilled Mexicans do that work.
That
Holy
is
fucking
insanely
shit.
Racist, and xenophobic. There's a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean?
I can't stop.
I know.
I keep reading the next one, and I'm so horrified. There are more American Indians alive today. I got to stop the voice. Than there were when Columbus arrived or at any other time in history. Does this sound like a record of genocide?
God. God.
Hey, we didn't kill them off enough so that they came back and their population survived.
It's like with Rush Limbaugh, this is such a great learning opportunity. You have to let other people know how you feel that Rush is dead, because society needs to understand that it is, that he was bad and that now he's dead and that's good, right?
I have to move on.
Okay, wait, read that one. Read that one that you just facepalmed over.
Holocaust, 90 million Indians, only 4 million left. They all have casinos. What's to complain about?
God.
I mean, you know, man.
Don't go to parties, casino.
And strike and strike and strike and strike. Keep going, Jesus. Come on.
Oh, when a gay person turns his back on you, it is anything but an insult. It's an invitation.
Jesus. Again, Jesus.
No, Rush, it wasn't.
Hey, yeah. And again, God.
No gay person would have had sex with you. I can't imagine.
Dear Jesus. Think if there's anybody else you have coming down the pike, any, you know, just wondering who's next. Who is next?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's connected, but Prince Philip is ill.
He's hurt.
He's in the. He's gone to hospital.
Hospital. Who's Prince?
Wait,
Philip?
Prince Philip.
Who is that? I don't even know. Is that? I mean, a Brit.
The Queen's hubby, who's 90 something.
I mean, is he a bad person?
I'm
just wondering when the next bad person is leaving us.
He said some really racist-y shit over the years. But you know, I mean, he's a 95-year-old British royal.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't mean to make this about race, but I feel like this thing where people sort of don't understand when someone's a totalitarian piece of shit dick bag who has nothing to offer and is a giant racist and is no one you want to fuck with and definitely someone you shouldn't vote for. Not grasping that is kind of, and maybe I'm wrong,
I don't think so,
a white evangelical problem, right? So,
like, he's 99.
Who?
Prince Philip.
Oh, wow. What did he do that's bad? I don't even know.
He's in hospital. He was feeling ill.
No, but is he a bad person?
Like I said, he said some racist shit.
Oh, okay.
In the past, it's alleged that he's...
How old is...
Maybe a little racist, Dave.
How old is Pat Robertson again? I'm just curious. Totally, I'm just wondering.
80-something?
Wow, God, he just seems like he's been around forever. And it seems like he should be, like, mid-fucking-90s. God, these fucking people let... But Rush Limbaugh, though, how old was he? 60-something?
70.
70. Gee, again.
Oh, Pat just turned 90.
Pat Robertson?
He's going to be 91 in March.
God, did you have you missed anything lately? Did you miss someone or what? What are you doing? 91. God. You know that guy, Pat Robertson, eats his bran and does everything healthy, too.
Oh, he's like a... He supposedly is a health nut when it comes to food.
I'm like a feminazi, but with food.
He doesn't eat that bucket food that Jim Baker sells.
Fuck no.
Oh my God, did I save that? I saw a I don't know if I saved it. I saw like a Twitter thread or some shit like that, but somebody was talking about their relative. I think it was the brother. Who is in Texas and total Trumpist, but like a total prepper, like that, like goes out to the desert on weekends to, they use the word LARP, which I thought was pretty funny. That kind of militia militia guy for when Biden won.
Oh God!
Ready for the Browns to come.
That's not really a LARPer. That's like a terrorist.
Will you please?
She is busy, man. Stop. It's the revolution. She's getting ready.
But he's laughing his ass off now because now when this guy is actually forced to live with no electricity in the middle of some city in Texas. They don't know what to fucking do.
Right.
because they were relying on gas. Well, the gas is down too.
Yeah. Yeah. Gas prices are going up and shit.
Natural gas.
Right.
For the house. And yeah, so that, yeah, that's not working either.
Right.
So they don't fucking know what to do.
Right.
He didn't even have a can opener.
A can
that wasn't electric.
Well, why not?
I don't know. He's not a great prepper. One would surmise that he is kind of LARPing.
Right.
But it was funny because this...
that's fucking hilarious.
This person posting was like, I have to listen to my mom tell this story and not laugh too hard and not try not to laugh and stifle a laugh because she's like, ha, 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 ha.
I mean, these lunatic militia types, when you get into the, you know... Nazi apocalypse. I was like, sure, zombie Nazi apocalypse. I mean, you're not going to be able to eat your bullets or your guns. I mean, and shit, I don't know. I don't know. I mean.
Oh, yeah. So. And who is it today came out and said, hey, if you guys want to, Rick Perry said something like, hey, if you Texans want to keep all that freedom and everything and keep the federal government from taking over your electrical grid, you might have to just put up with shit like this every once in a while. Basically what he said.
But it's not, the thing is, though, can I just push back a little? It might not be just once in a while. It might just be all the while if no one does anything about it. And guess what? It might be all the while anyway.
Well, yeah.
What if this is a normal fucking thing?
The Houston Chronicle.
Okay.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry suggests that going days without power is a sacrifice. Sacrifice.
Oh my God.
Texans should be willing to make if it means keeping federal regulators out of the state's power grid.
Ooh. Hey, Rick, former Dancing with the Stars contestants. Great job on that show. I really enjoyed that. What's up with the thing? Didn't he have a side deal in Ukraine that was questionable when he was in the Trump administration?
What the
fuck happened with that shit?
He slunk away pretty well.
Is that not being investigated?
Slunked.
He slunked. Nobody's investigating that.
Well, yeah, he's trying to stay under the radar.
Merrick Garland, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, just on a sticky tab somewhere right like Rick Perry, Ukraine.
Perry said Texans would be without electricity for longer than 3 days to keep the federal government out of their business. Try not to let whatever the crisis of the day is take your eye off having a resilient grid that keeps America safe personally, economically, and strategically.
Strategically.
Hey.
Jade Ham 15. The thing is, Texas is just, you know, it is that, who's the guy? Somebody wrote an article about it. It's the Yeehaw problem. It's the Yeehaw state, you know? And this is what that is. This is what that looks like. It's not funny, but that's, you did this to yourselves, government of Texas, you Republican fucks.
Well, and one of the issues is deregulation, like the regulation that would say, hey, you guys have to winterize even in Texas.
Oh, you mean the windmills?
And this bullshit that they're coming up with blaming the wind is insane. Even that fucking governor has come out and said, I blame it. The governor, Abbott.
Oh, yeah.
Came out and said, oh, yeah, you know, these windmills and everything like that. 12% of the Texas grid is powered by anything but fossil fuels.
Right, right. So a small percentage of their grid is fueled by these windmills, but it's not the windmill's fault, because the way I understand it is that you guys didn't buy the winterization fucking packages.
Right. Everything was freezing.
Why didn't it occur to you, man? Okay, I'm a city planner. My name's Ryan. I'm planning for disasters. Oh. Even the most basic bitch lunatic could say, oh, okay, what if where I live gets really motherfucking cold? If so, what then with everything the fuck else? And eventually you'll come to windmills. What if it gets cold? What about the windmill? You call somebody. Should get the winterization package.
Right.
I don't know. Am I missing something? What if it gets hot?
Satan is trending because of Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you, Satan. It's Satan. What took you guys so long? If there was any higher being help with the intervention here, that why did it take so long? And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Chelsea Clinton is trending because of the horrible things Rush said about her, and people are quoting that.
Oh my God.
Some of the horrible things.
See, like, fuck this motherfucker.
That he said about her when she was a child.
You know, and imagine if anybody said anything about Barron, Rush Limbaugh would lose his mind.
Hysterics.
I'm sure he said bad shit about Obama and, you know, Michelle and the kids. I mean, he's just a horrible piece of shit. That, why did he have such a following? What was it? What was it that
he was the first to tickle the innards of the angry aging white males?
Oh my God! Someone needs
were feeling put out by all these brown people.
You know, when you're having a child and you're parenting, I don't have a kid, so I don't know. Maybe just every once in a while, check in with yourself. Am I doing stuff where I might create the next Rush Limbaugh? Am I doing anything that could lead to that? Check in with yourself. I'm hoping that would be a bad thing.
Let's see. We have.
Go ahead. He had a TV show too. Do you remember that? He had like a late night style,
horrible
TV show. Right. I mean, God damn. And like, and this is like pre-Tea Party stuff. So I think, I think it was Rush Limbaugh was kind of acceptable back then. I mean, he wasn't like, a lot of people didn't think of him as a horrible fucking troll.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Which is totally fucking crazy.
Yes.
But then, so, you know, he
cease and desist, dog.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I remember his stupid fucking television show. It was something he sold a bunch of like clocks that went backwards with Clinton's face on them, and you know, hilarious shit.
He was a birther, was he? Or I don't remember.
We all know Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya. I mean, it's obvious. Rushitonians.
I don't remember. Rush is dead is the headline over at the Drudge Report. That's all it says.
Oh, shit. Oh, how sad. Damn. Pour one out for your homie Rush, guys. I'm kidding. Don't. Please don't.
Oh, I'm sure there's
no liquid. No liquid spilled for this motherfucker.
A lot of sad faces on the right.
Oh, come on, really?
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And that's great, though. And on many levels. This is great.
Listen.
What's the dog doing?
The dog's like pacing. She's going crazy.
Are you upset?
Yeah, she's finally eating.
She's excited. Are you excited that Limbaugh passed away, doggy, or no?
We've got other shit in the news.
Yes.
I don't know. They say this like a bad thing.
Right.
Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Says that universal basic income could be coming for kids.
No.
But kind of not really. It's tax credits.
Right.
Tax credit proposals would send almost every parent $250 or more per month.
That's great. I mean, that's.
But I guess that even if you like didn't owe taxes, that would be kind of a UBI. You're getting
right.
You're getting sent $250 a month.
Shouldn't you get something because you're a pet owner? Because you are raising this dog and you're feeding this dog and you're walking this dog and you're financially supporting this dog. I mean, shouldn't you get a credit?
That's the benefit.
Well, no. But that's, you should get a credit for that because you're spending money.
The fun of owning,
what is the difference?
The fun of owning the dog.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, like a child, the only difference between a dog and a human is species.
Okay. That's a major one, sure.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, I don't know, do you get, you don't get, you should get less than a human? I mean, is that the speciesist to say? I mean, how much do you get for your dog a month? $50?
How much do I pay?
How much UBI should you get for your dog? If you're getting a child's tax credit, you get one for the fucking dog. That's for sure. UBI, how much do you get for the dog? $50?
Maybe $100.
Yeah. Universal vet.
For vet visits?
No. There's no money. No, you don't pay for that.
That's free
life,
vet care.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Those things. And you need to be able to go to the fucking vet to fulfill
your dog
those.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My computer was having, I was going a little verklempt there for a second.
Oh shit. No, we can't lose Rush and the PC today. I'll be really sad if that PC dies. So, you know, that would suck.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. Right.
Good riddance is still trending. Yeah.
Is rest in piss? I don't get it. What does that
mean? That was a little bit earlier. It was.
No. What does it mean though? It means like
trending.
Rest in piss. Like people might want to pee on his grave. Why though? Why would someone want to pee on his grave?
Well, here's the most recent tweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. I see. Rush Limbaugh is dead. Oh, well, one more race is down. # rest in piss. # RIP Rush Limbaugh. # good riddance.
Yeah. Bam. Enjoy the dirt nap, fascist. You know, I mean, gosh, shit happens, man.
Shit does happen.
Sometimes these totalitarian fascist windbags die. Every once in a while. God, Pat Robertson's 90, though. Jesus.
Did you see that Steve Bannon now is in the news again? There's this journalist.
Yes.
Ira Rosen, who worked for CBS, and he worked in the White House.
Okay.
And he's written a book. Memoir.
A memoir.
ticking clock behind the scenes at 60 Minutes. So he worked for 60 Minutes.
Oh, very cool.
He was on a podcast from Yahoo News called Skullduggery. A great name.
Oh, that's great. What does that mean? Skullduggery means like things in your brain.
Well, no, it's like criminality.
Oh, okay.
Miscreant.
Skull.
Miscreancy.
But your skull.
Like skullduggery is.
How do you spell it?
S-K-U-L?
L and then.
No, I think
duggery,
it's one L D-G. And duggery, yeah.
Okay.
I could look it up.
No, that's all right. I mean.
I just did. Ooh. Underhanded or unscrupulous behavior.
Oh my God, I'm going to start using that in the, that's going to be in like.
You're a skullduggery.
It's going to be in every fucking summary for the podcast in the next 5 months.
Republican skullduggery.
Right, right.
So this Ira Rosen told the host.
Yes.
That when he was asked about Bannon.
Oh my God, how that guy is so fucking
he
gross.
Said Steve is a big talker, a big gossiper. Ooh. He became a source for a lot of media people in Washington. I remember hearing that a lot of people were like, oh, it's Bannon. Bannon just will yap to anybody.
Hey, it's like, is Steve Bannon like just a big, large load of a Nazi that likes hanging out and drinking wine?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Other
and it's all about him. Yeah.
So he holds court. And a bunch of other races stand around him and suck his dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate our society. We need to be better than this, but we can't.
Rosen said at the beginning of the Trump administration that he would talk to Bannon a lot. He would he was loitering in the chief of staff's office drinking Diet Cokes. He said he would download to me on stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he took contemporaneous notes.
Yes.
The journalist worked to build trust and secure an on-camera interview.
Ooh.
at one point, Bannon walked up to him and said, the people at the White House are telling me you're going to fuck me. I said, Steve, I'm not going to fuck you. He said, all right, that's all I needed to hear. We're good. And that was it. And he kept talking to him.
What actor? What Steve Bannon is the most evil character out of any. Goddamn. You know, he would be. Who would he be in Glengarry Glen Ross?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Because he sounds like a dude from that.
But in his book, Rosen writes that Bannon, quote, believed Trump was suffering from early stage dementia. When? And that there was a real possibility he would be removed from office by the 25th Amendment, where the cabinet could vote that the president was no longer mentally capable of carrying out his duties.
But wait. When did he discover this or decide? This
A long time ago.
Like before he was Trump was president?
No, like second year of his term.
Why didn't he tell anyone? He should have told someone and spoken up.
He also writes that one Bannon text said, you need to do the 25th Amendment piece. By the way, I never steer you wrong.
Oh my God. I does he just get drunk and muse and get drunk and fucking call people? He's like, I'm going to do this fucking thing. And, you know, I'm just thinking about how just imagine him sitting there conniving, a little troll of a fucking Iago load, just sweating through 6-7 nylon shirts, mixed fabric shit.
He says, Bannon regularly cited a New York Times column by David Brooks that from October 2017, which said some Republicans visiting the White House suspected Trump might have Alzheimer's disease.
Great. And no, why are we just now hearing about this?
Why?
Yeah.
Quote, Bannon kept saying this and he wanted to do something about it. Now the secret was that Bannon crazily thought that he could be president. See, there you go. There it is.
All these crazy fuckers. I understand Steve Bannon now for some reason. I'm picturing this guy bloviating around like he's drunk. He's fucking drunk. He's got a scotch, a couple of ice cubes, real full glass, fucked up, snorting meth.
Yeah, several shirts on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking nipple sweating straight through on the phone with world leaders. Oh, man, I mean.
Rosen said, that's the trick in trying to deal with Steve, because a lot of it is to draw attention to himself. Like, how much of the stuff that he bloviated about was real, and how much was, look at me.
And there, you know, and then.
And Rosen seems to suggest more of look at me.
Yeah.
From Bannon.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think. Wasn't there a thing about him shooting porn or something?
Yeah. At that house that he rented, wasn't that the thing? They were shooting a porn. And then when they left, they found out that there were. They had to quarantine the house because of the insane meth levels that they had obviously been cooking meth in the house and using the bathtub for chemicals and shit. Allegedly.
Goes on vacation in Florida and rents a place. If you Airbnb to that Nazi, yeah.
Get a big deposit.
Get a deposit, absolutely. Because he's partying. Jeez.
Also in the news,
I'm just wondering, like, when he travels, if you're wearing Bannon, if you're wearing 6 or 7 shirts a day, just imagine what size suitcase you need for even a weekend. True. You really have to roll.
Well, maybe, unless he doesn't change.
I guess if you vacuum, if you did those packets where you suck the air out of the bags and made everything really skinny.
Oh,
maybe that would work.
So, yeah, the state of Texas ain't doing well still.
No. Why?
Meanwhile, this fucking winter crazy cold snap, it says 100 million people affected by this crazy cold.
How many times are the Republicans going to shit the bed and people will be Ooh. Like, oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't vote for these guys anymore? I mean, Katrina, all the hurricanes that happened during Trump. I mean, Maria, the fucking, I'm just naming off things that Republicans right. manage poorly.
And a Democrat gets up and says that, and the crowd's like, meh. And then a guy gets up and says, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for your Jesus. And we're going to throw all the brown people out. And they go, yeah. Woo!
It's crazy. Cause like, you know, as a Democrat, you have to vote for, oh my God, they're coming for my gay friends. They're coming for my trans friends and my brown friends. I better vote for the guy. That's not Donald Trump. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I'm so thinking, oh, we lost that election. That's so good.
I didn't.
Oh my God. Imagine if he hadn't lost and Rush Limbaugh died. Would he be flying? Would he be flying flags at a half mast for Rush?
Oh, he might ask if he could. Yeah, can Rush Lyon state?
Oh my God.
Well, bless all your little hearts for listening. We appreciate.
Yes.
Every moment. Thanks right. for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. We're getting paid. We're getting rich. We're all winning.
Something's got the dog is alerting to something out the window. So, I mean, I'm excited about this NASA thing. We don't know. Always have to talk about horrible, shitty news.
In space.
The
space hotel.
Perseverance. The Perseverance. The yeah. new Mars rover.
Oh, yeah. From the United Arab Emirates.
That's on its way there.
Oh.
It's from NASA.
Oh, yeah.
It's set to touch down tomorrow inside Jezero Crater.
God damn. Where are you vacationing? Oh, we're going to Jezero. Oh, it's nice there.
The site of a long-vanished Martian lake bed.
Oh, okay.
The mission managers at JPL near Los Angeles said on Wednesday they were hopeful that the six-wheeled SUV-sized rover would arrive safely on a flat plain beside towering cliffs at the edge of an ancient river delta.
We're landing the rover on the edge of some towering cliffs, and we're hoping everything goes to the well. Edge,
probably.
What is it called? The
Perseverance?
Perseverance is landing in the Alvarian Ridge in Mars.
Larger and more sophisticated than any of the four mobile science vehicles NASA landed on Mars before it. Perseverance. I keep wanting to say Perseverance.
Perseverance!
I have to stop. Perseverance is designed to extract rock samples for analysis back on Earth, the first such specimens ever collected by humankind from another planet. So they're going to fly that shit back here, and then we're all going to die from the Mars virus.
Yeah, and then what will really happen is the first manned mission. We'll make it to Mars, and then they'll be like, oh, my God, we're out of spark plugs.
Elon Musk?
Yeah, and he's going to get it. There's a couple left in that.
I hope they've got some potatoes.
They've got some Perseverance. There's a couple of spark plugs in Perseverance, but it's over here by this dried-up Martian lake bed.
And I saw they're proposing the next one they want to send is like a helicopter. They want it to be like a drone and start flying. So if any of those little fucking sneaky Martians are trying to hide, it's going to be harder.
You know, the thing about Mars, it seems, you know, before you start putting subdivisions in and Starbucks and malls, and
yeah,
Six Flags and Disney, Mars Disney, that what are you going to do about the air? I mean, do you tell
our air?
Air. Well, Mars air, because when you're out and about in Mars, you know, you can't.
Right.
So. What are they doing about that? What's the plan?
Putting helmets on.
Oh, my God. We can't even wear masks in this country. Are you kidding me? A whole spacesuit? Fuck
there's
off.
A big difference. I think one of these mask holes left for 3 seconds without a helmet on Mars would quickly change their minds.
Oh, I agree about with that. Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm a mask hole.
God, there's so many of them too. It's really very depressing.
You talking about the people that protest the mask hole people?
No, yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's not. It's kind of. It's not acceptable, and it should be against the law, right? It is. Because it's against COVID restrictions, right? When they Then why?
But we played that clip the other day of those assholes outside.
Why don't
you're breaking Section C 38.42.7 of the federal constitution?
That guy is the problem, and he needs to be arrested. All these people should be arrested for endangering people with their pie holes.
Right?
Hey, it sucks. It's just, there's no reason. A grocery store clerk. There's no reason anyone should have to deal with that.
Well, yeah, and especially these frontline workers who are making minimum wage or damn close to it.
Oh, but we don't want to raise the minimum wage, you know.
And they've got to be the mask police when when Johnny TikTok streamer comes in to to try to up his likes.
I can't. You know, there's all types of right-wing nut jobs, right? There's these Jesus people, which they're crazy. There's Q people, and they can be a blend of right of all different types, right?
Yes,
there's
sure.
your racist, there's your Proud Boys, there's your...
I'll be above.
There's the white supremacists
The incels, don't forget incels.
Oh, yes, the MRAs. And what about the guys that show up in the tiki torches with the polo shirts and the khakis, whatever they are?
We haven't seen much from them that much, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we just all have to deal with these people.
Right.
It's not a choice. I mean, it is their choice to act like that.
Very true. But still.
Yeah. Quit being dickbags.
And it's happening in other countries. We played a whole bunch of clips of people.
The thing is,
other countries.
Rush Limbaugh died, right? So if you're a racist that followed Rush, he's dead. Your God is dead. Now you can stop. Just stop. Do yourself a favor and stop and be a woke person. You know, be open, be for equality. Please go sell your guns to some buyback program. Start being a peaceful motherfucker and quit, you know, doing bad shit from here on out. What do you think about that?
That's a big ask.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you want from people.
I you know, to not be cunts. You know,
that's a big ask, yeah.
Right.
Big ask.
Right.
I guess there was some anti-masker here in Florida that is now posted that they caught COVID.
Oh, okay.
COVID day 16. So true right now, y'all. Just talking is difficult due to breathing issues. I'm tired and exhausted from doing nothing. Taking a shower has to have an action plan. Doesn't seem worth all the pain and exhaustion. I'm delirious and the brain fog is real. I'm trying to focus on healing, but the doctor says this can last weeks to months. So I'm discouraged and confused. This is not like any other virus. Please protect yourself. It's horrible, worse than horrible. And this person was posting anti-mask shit all over social media. Previously.
Great. I mean, fuck. I don't know what. Like, if you can't get people to give a shit about a pandemic that happens once every 100 years, we think, then what the fuck?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Oxy Walrus. Rush Limbaugh.
Very nice.
No one is allowed to pee on his grave. If you can.
Maybe he's being...
That's your First Amendment right, isn't it? To take your dick out or cremated. Your hoo-ha and, he's been cremated. I will pee right in that urn. I don't give a shit. Hyperbole. You can pee on ashes. This is Florida.
You can pee on anything.
Absolutely.
In Florida. I'm standing my ground.
Right. I'm peeing on my ground.
Oh, shut the fuck up, faggot. You're a bitch. Make your bitch, head, bitch. Bitch. Make your bitch, head. You're a bitch. Break your head, bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You got me ready, boy. You're a bitch.
This is, we'll describe him as an older white gentleman who's being escorted out by it looks like a police or a security guard. If it's a security guard, he's armed. He's got a gun.
Wow.
From a Kroger in Richmond, Virginia.
Yay.
Because he's not wearing a mask.
Oh, perfect, y'all. That's great. God damn.
And just FYI, the older man is white. The security slash police, whatever he is, leading the man out is a black man.
Damn.
So just might set the stage for
right.
What's yet to come.
Right, right.
You talking to me, buddy, boy? You're a bitch. I mind you, faggot. You're a punk ass bitch.
Oops. It's hanging up for a second.
All chemical chemistry, thank you, bitch. I'm going to execute you to the executioner, boy. I'll be your executioner. Now I'm not your prosecutor, boy. Beat your bitch in. Put your feet on me again, boy. And put your hands on the bitch, boy. You little bitch. Next time I'm about to kill your ass, you're a bitch. Get the fuck away from me, faggot. You're a bitch. Poke ass nigga, you're a bitch.
There it is.
I don't say that shit. Well,
and now, once he says the N-word, the guy filming it, Costanza says, don't say that shit. He called him the F-word. He called him a bitch a million times. Called him boy a million times.
You get it. The visual is striking because the restraint the security guard is showing is amazing. Because if anybody, I mean, you know, this guy. Is an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I decry violence, but, you know, I don't know. This.
I killed your ass, you're a bitch. Get the fuck away from me, faggot. You're a bitch. Punk ass nigga, you're a bitch.
I don't say that shit no more.
Fuck you, punk.
Fuck you, bitch.
Punk ass I'll beat you.
Now that's when this stops. Right when he's like, I'll beat you. And that's where the video stops.
You don't get to see anymore?
No. Nope.
Oh, shit. Yeah. God, contact him and I got get the rest of that shit. Oh,
I'll beat your click. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
People are fired up. People are mad.
Did that guy step out of To Kill a Mockingbird? Is that Bob fucking Yule?
Oh, yeah.
We need Atticus.
Everything's a Tennessee Williams play with this COVID.
Oh, it really is. These anti-maskers are absolutely fucking loons. I mean, God, I'm just imagining.
Oh, I knew I had that story you talked about. The UAE story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going to Mars.
They're the first Arab nation to go to Mars, I think.
Yeah.
Not with people.
They were, it was on the 9th, so last week.
Right.
I got to read up on what's happened since, but the story, I had it in the spreadsheet. The first interplanetary probe from an Arab nation successfully entered orbit around Mars last Tuesday.
Yes.
A feat to be followed closely in coming days by ambitious missions to the red planet from the U.S. and China.
Yeah. Hey, how long would it take to get to Mars? 4 months or something like that? In most movies, it's a few months.
Yeah.
I mean, are you in cryogenic sleep for that, for real, if you're going there? I mean,
probably not. We don't have that technology.
But will you age a fuck ton going there? Just a normal amount of time?
No, not if you're, we can't go that fast yet.
Okay.
And it would be the other people that age.
I mean, if you could make
the faster you get to the speed of light.
Right. If the capsule was big enough and nothing happened or went wrong, it actually doesn't seem that horrible. You go to Mars, there's nothing that you're just hanging out, you're reading, you're playing video games. Who cares?
That's what they say at the beginning of all those movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem bad at all. What could happen?
Well, I can tell you in the mission where what's her name was the mission commander. She was in
Halle Berry?
No. What Mars movie is that?
Wasn't she on that TV show where they going to Mars or something? Well,
Hillary Swank.
Wasn't she in some...
Hillary Swank's
Yeah, I thought Halle Berry was in a space one, too. Maybe it wasn't Mars.
But Hillary Swank's mission sucked because their water machine got all fucked up. And she, she gave her water ration to a plant so they could take an Earth plant to Mars to see what happens with it.
Oh, spoilers, by the
so
way.
So I don't, I listen, I want to spoil it for you. Do not.
Don't waste time?
Yeah, because what will happen is
thumbs
like,
down?
Yes. It's like you the whole time you're like, you don't, it does not seem worth your time. And it absolutely, a lot of the movie is a tremendous waste of time. The most compelling thing really to me was the relationship with Hillary Swank's daughter and some dude she dated, and they started riding motorbikes together, and it pissed her dad off. That to me was better.
What does that have to do with going into space, though?
Well, it was the only compelling thing going on in the show. That's what it was. And it's, you know, it sucked. They did a show about going to Mars, and the Mars part was boring. How do you do that? That would be my main critique. You made it boring. How? You're in space, asshole. I mean, anything can happen.
How do you make space boring?
They did. They fucking did. And the main thing was like, Hillary Swank's like, I saved my water ration for the rosebush so we could bring this fucking plant. And then they just get there like, well, we made it. And then they go back. That's it.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Join Amazon. I don't know if you can watch that shit on Amazon.
I imagine you can. I mean, it's like people are like, I'm in the queue to get to watch this movie about Mars or TV shows. So shitty. God.
A Florida man.
Ooh.
Was arrested.
Yes.
Recently.
Okay.
For indecent exposure.
Oh, wow. Is that, how is this news? That must have been like, how many?
Right? And what was the naked guy doing? We need more information.
It's a spreadsheet, right? A naked guy, a Florida man, arrested, weapons. We have a pickaxe. We have a machine gun. We have a meth pipe.
According to the criminal complaint, Riley James Cushman.
Where's my Chinese finger cuff?
23 years old.
Boy, man.
Was spotted alongside the roadway in Palm Harbor, a Tampa suburb.
Oh, shit.
Quote, with his pants down to his knees, holding his penis while facing.
With his pants down to his knees, holding his penis.
With his pants down to his knees, holding his penis while facing traffic in a vulgar manner. What the fuck does that mean?
It means that Jesus said, this, go down to the road, and I want you to beat off angrily at the traffic.
So he wasn't like taking a piss. He was waving his dick at traffic angrily.
He's obviously protesting.
Some sort of threat.
It's a environmental protest over the overuse of fossil fuels, the cars.
I wave my willy at you.
Yes. He waved it.
3:30 in the afternoon, by the way.
Oh, well, it's the lighting, that's the golden hour, is it not?
I hope he didn't get his dick sunburned.
I'm losing light!
He spotted the sheriff's deputy. He pulled up his pants, began walking away.
Walking away? You might want to run.
When subsequently confronted, he reportedly explained, quote, I'm protesting for civil rights by showing my penis to traffic. But now I'm finished and I want to go home.
Okay, this guy has my attention.
He's protesting for civil rights.
Oh, yes. There's no elaboration on that.
No, I don't have more.
Okay. What's the, is he, is this guy white?
Yes.
Okay. Civil rights?
He was arrested for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor, booked into county.
Yes.
Now, this I don't get. Being held on $150 bond. Don't you need to come up with 15 bucks? Don't you? Or is it a smaller amount?
Maybe that's a smaller amount. I mean, I'm saying that.
How sad that he,
if you're angrily jacking off in front of
somebody, won't
traffic,
give him $150.
Someone needs to. Listen.
God damn it! I'm not bailing Riley James out again. He was out waving his dick in the street.
It seems to me this person should be evaluated by a doctor.
Right.
I mean, there should be a mental health deal with this.
Yes, yes.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking psychologist or a psychiatrist, but someone jacking off on traffic needs to have a pill
maybe a drug screening.
No, I'd say he needs some drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not taking his right drugs.
Maybe he was just at Steve Bannon's house and he's fucked up.
I mean, can you have swings with antidepressant medicine that really makes you, I mean, you know, maybe it was
bipolar episodes. Cushman has pleaded not guilty to the indecency charge.
Okay. Well, what about the fact, well, is he claiming a mental health thing or,
is
there a film of
this? Registered to vote from his family's residence in Dunedin, about 4 miles from Palm Harbor. This civil rights protester is a registered Republican.
I think it's Dunedin. Is this Florida?
Dunedin? Dunedin?
How do you spell it?
D-U-N-E-D-I-N?
Yeah, it's. I think it's however it is wrong.
Dunedin? Yes. Dunedin?
Dunedin! No, I live down there in Dunedin. And what that guy's jacking off. He needs mental health. You know, don't put him in jail. And then, like, what value is that? He gets a charge. He bails himself out. He gets a fine for jacking off in front of people, and that's it. How does that serve us to keep him from doing it again?
Well,
I'm missing the part where you're figuring out why he did that, and shouldn't we give a shit why this man is jacking off on traffic?
Well, yeah, and why have a cop arrest him? Why not have someone in the mental health profession speak with him?
Yeah, and like,
instead of incarcerating, because obviously he's got something going on.
You know, the thing is, Blue Lives Matter fuckchwant would say, well, you know, what if the guy gets violent and shit? Okay, what if he gets violent? The way we do it now is you go there and you shoot him and you kill him. So I'm saying having a mental health person there is a better outcome.
Yeah.
It's better than you showing up and shooting him. And maybe we can find a way to not shoot him.
Maybe. As long as he's not black. If he's black, then it's
on. Well, yeah. Well, by the way, RIP Rush Limbaugh. And boy, he was known for being a racist, right? I mean, he was a big, tremendous.
I believe I heard that
before
about him.
Right.
Among other wonderful traits.
I mean, he must have, like, the people he was close to in his life, they must have found something appealing about that little Nazi, fuck, fascist, twunt face. You know, there must have been something redeemable about that racist, Rush Limbaugh.
He had a lot of money.
Oh, that's right. He did. Somebody's going to inherit his blood
Some
money.
Some people forgive everything for rich people.
Oh, that's right. They do. And he's white. He got the Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
For what? Did we ever figure out for what?
His great contributions to American society or something. I forget what the hell Trump said. Yeah.
I bought it. I'll give you a Medal of Freedom if you donate $3 million to my super PAC.
You just got to be who you are. And I think it's time to get rid of this whole National Basketball Association. Call it the TBA, the Thug Basketball Association. And stop calling them teams. Call them gangs.
Is this a Limbaugh quote?
Sure.
Oh, wow. God, rest in peace, you fucking racist. Oh, shit. He said that on his radio show. And he called the Limbaugh fans were called ditto heads. I remember that.
This is amazing. It's preposterous that Caucasians are blamed for slavery when they've done more to end it than any other race.
Who else?
You had the slaves.
Who else was going to end that shit, so man?
Were the Asians going to swoop in and end our slavery here in America?
To end slavery, our country
what the
had
fuck?
To... See, I mean, this is the thing with the Civil War. To get rid of the lunatics, he didn't even get rid of them. We had to separate, burn them, and then be a country again. Think about it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. No one's doing that again, right? I mean, we're not going to do that again, right?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Can you guys, you racists, stop being cunts so we don't have to burn the world down? God.
If any race of people should not have guilt about slavery, it's Caucasians.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, so many people in the South think something, you know.
Have you ever noticed
how
all composite pictures of wanted criminals resemble Jesse Jackson?
God, you cunt. Fuck. God, I feel bad. I feel bad for the maggots that are digging to the earth. That all of a sudden, oh, wow, this maggot's like, nah, 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 oh, wow, I just chewed upon Rush's fucking dead fucking asshole in this grave. Now I'm disgusted. I want to eat something else. I feel bad for the maggots in his coffin with him. I'm sorry for you. It must be horrible. You're probably high as shit, though.
Oh, no. Michael J. Fox got some... in this commercial, he is exaggerating the effects of the disease.
Oh,
he's moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act. This is the only time I've ever seen Michael J. Fox portray any of the symptoms of the disease he has.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack here.
This is really shameless. This is really shameless of Michael J. Fox. Either he didn't take his medication or he's acting.
Oh, you fuck. Man, you know what? You fuck. I bet you had tremendous pain during your fucking cancer. And I bet you had to take shit tons of medication so you didn't feel pain, so you could just fucking exist. And I bet people showed you compassion. You didn't show any fucking compassion while you were alive, you dumb fuck. I don't even know who the fuck I'm talking to. I'm an atheist. You're maggot food right now. Go fuck yourself.
In 1990, on his radio show, Limbaugh had an AIDS update.
Oh, yeah.
A recurring segment in which he made jokes about the disease that then had killed more than 100,000 people in the United States in the previous decade. He started playing songs like Back in the Saddle Again, Kiss Him Goodbye, I Know I'll Never Love This Way Again, and Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Wow, what an asshole. Yuckster.
What an asshole. Hey, listen, again, to Rush's family, I'm sad that you're feeling something, I guess, but this guy is a piece of shit, and the world is better without him. Fuck him.
The AIDS update segment was short-lived. According to the New York Times, it ended after a few weeks. Limbaugh would call the segment one of the most regretful things I've ever done, because it was making fun of people who were dying long, painful, excruciating deaths.
Wait, when did he say that?
Later.
Oh, he learned. God, you know, I just want to read this. Can I read something someone said about Rush? And this is, it's a guy who's...
About Rush the band?
Yes. He runs Strive, this trans advocacy group in town. And this guy, he said, Rush Limbaugh was a racist, homophobic, capitalistic, imperialist who contributed to the rise of Trump-esque right wing. If you hate all of that shit and you want to fight and destroy it, join a revolutionary socialist party.
Jesus.
Join the Workers' World Party in honor of old Rush. That's good.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We concur.
Right. But it's time so you can get high on you when the space invades and goodbye. I think
this is the band Rush. This is the
stoned.
Hopefully the name Rush will there's be remembered no way, this way.
Yeah, there's no way Rush the band. I mean, they had to have been baked off their assholes to record.
I would, yeah, concur
much keyboard
on that one.
God. That's badass.
There you go.
That's the good Rush. The bad Rush is croaked. He died. He take dirt nap. It's sad. Rush, he take dirt nap. Go fuck yourself.
So, yeah, there you go. A little right. highlight reel of some of Rush Limbaugh's quotes.
Yeah. Did Rush did all those songs about like chess, right? Or is that, no, that's the band Yes. It's the Yes.
I think that's, yeah, yeah.
Who's better? Who do you like better, Yes or Rush?
I think I know more Yes songs than I do.
What songs do you know by Yes?
Rush songs.
What song? What's the most?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Nevertheless.
I mean, I couldn't name a song from either of them. Tom Sawyer, just from, is
Yes?
Kind of one of the more famous. No. Rush. It's Rush. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
God. Hey, nevertheless, Rush Limbaugh, you know, I'm sad there's no hell for you. I put up a meme on, go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, of Rush burning in hell alongside.
Never thinking about the future. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's badass. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances when I'm loser. Owner of the broken hearts.
That's Yes.
Yeah, man. The 80s. There was some good shit in the 80s. There was some bad shit in the 80s.
There was some bad shit in the 80s.
But that was some of the good shit.
There's good shit and there's bad shit.
Stay the fuck inside.
Stay the fuck inside. Tweet us. Oh, look at the time flying. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen and others.
Us.
See how easy it is to be inclusive?
Oh, absolutely.
We've got, did you see there's been a hack?
In what way? Computer manner?
Sure. Wall Street Journal.
Ooh.
Breaking news.
This just in.
A hacker is claiming to have stolen files belonging to the global law firm Jones Day. Who are the guys that just represented Trump in his impeachment?
Oh, shit. You're telling me these of course, you could hack into these dumb fucks' AOL account. They probably had AOL email, right?
They've posted many of these documents on the dark web. Jones Day has many prominent clients, including former President Donald Trump and major corporations.
Oh, wow. I mean, honestly, that's it, right? These guys are fucking idiots, and they had nothing going on in terms of cybersecurity, right?
The posting by a person who self-identified as the hacker, which goes by the name of Klopp.
I'm Klopp! 9!
Includes a few individual documents that are easily reviewed by the public, include the Wall Street Journal, the newspaper reported. The journal was able to see the existence of many more files, mammoth in size, also purported to belong to Jones Day, posted by the hacker on the so-called dark web. Hackers typically post such stolen information after the hacked entity fails to pay a ransom.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Jeez. Oh, but that's bullshit, right? They say, hey, pay this ransom to this Russian bank of Bitcoin, pay a whole bunch of fucking Bitcoin.
The journal was able to contact the hacker using an email on its blog. The hacker reportedly told the newspaper, we have over 100 gigabytes of data.
That's a lot, Pat. Oh, shit. What law?
Well, we don't know if there's, we don't know.
Does this law firm, like, I don't know anything. What is this law firm called? Opus Day?
Jones Day?
Jones Day Law Firm. Do they have an office, or are they just out of this guy's living room?
I have a feeling they have many offices.
Do they? I mean, yeah, do they sound like they do? So,
oh, they're a big, prestigious firm.
So that I would then say, then I would infer from
they
that.
They were.
Well, okay, yeah. Right. I would infer, that would imply that these fucking guys were in charge of this big law firm. These are the big dogs, the large cocks at this stupid fucking law firm. Is that true?
Who? That work for Trump?
Yeah, these lawyers, right? I mean, they must
probably
be.
Probably a partner. Oh, sure, probably a fancy one. Is going to argue before the Senate. They're not going to.
But they're so dumb.
They're not going to put an intern out there.
They put those guys out there. How
well,
are they
yeah,
so
but
dumb?
Look at the case they had.
How are they so fucking dumb, though? You worked at Cape, a law firm that shall not be named or accounting. I don't know. But what? They weren't dumb people working there, right?
Undoubtedly, sure.
There were?
Yeah.
How are these guys so stupid if they run a fucking law firm, I guess is my point. I just don't get it. How did they offer such a shit defense? I mean, this is really... They shat the bed, did they not?
The Yemeni beds.
Right.
Received fecal matter.
Oh, how lucky we are as a society.
And, you know, they've got a lot more, I'm sure. A lot more shitting to do.
Yeah.
This is Texas.
Fuck you.
And we've got a mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor Tim Boyd.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, maybe this is a story about a progressive mayor struggling against the, a GOP base to do the right thing.
I wouldn't bet on that one.
Okay.
Tim Boyd, far-right Republican mayor of Colorado City, Texas.
Fuck you. Why do you think it's named that? Because a person thought they were in Colorado when they named the fucking city?
I guess so.
God.
I can't think of anything.
Come on,
I like Colorado. I do, too.
We're not in Colorado, fuckheads.
It's just right over there. Why don't we just fucking call this Colorado City and be fucking done with
it's
it?
It's Texas. God.
Yesterday, Boyd went on his Facebook page.
Ooh.
The mayor.
Yes.
Told Colorado City residents who have been experiencing blackouts.
Oh, yes.
In the freezing cold.
Right, not, yes.
Get off your ass and take care of your own family. If you don't have electricity, you step up and come up with a game plan to keep your family warm and safe. No one owes you or your family anything, nor is it the local government's responsibility to support you during times like this. Sink or swim, it's your choice.
I think, God.
That's these compassionate conservatives, right?
It's very Christian. Is this guy, I bet this guy goes to
church. Oh, every Sunday, you know
it. Sucks Jesus' big, thick cock. Boy, how Christian of you, fuckhead. Hey, guess what? Of course, all these families in Texas are off their ass and trying to survive. You've seen reports people are burning shit. They're doing all they can to survive, aren't they?
Well, right.
The power went out.
Yeah.
The power went out.
We were lucky. We lost, four or five days
of
power
God.
Here after the hurricane.
Yes.
And
the weather was decent.
But we had decent weather, yeah.
Shit.
I mean, it wasn't, we weren't freezing or anything.
Well, I mean, and I bet Mayor Boyd, is Mayor Boyd without power?
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck him.
He later apologized.
You said all that shit and you're like, sorry.
He posted, I was only making the statement that those folks that are too lazy to get up and fend for themselves but are capable should not be dealt a handout. This is not helping.
Not an apology.
But the damage has been, that's the story, but the damage has been done. And he's now decided to resign as mayor following a national outcry.
Oh, jeez. I tell you, I'm
following
shocked.
Following his comments.
His political future was so bright, and these social justice warriors got mad because they wanted to blame the people freezing to death for freezing
literally,
to death.
Get off your ass.
What this guy?
Get off your ass and take care of your own family.
I want a looking into of what this guy's sitch was, and I bet this guy... He's a mayor, and he had resources, and I bet he took care of his family. He got it. You know,
probably illegally gotten.
Yeah, he called somebody. He probably called somebody. He's like, I need 5 space heaters, or I got a whole, satchel of photos I'm going to release of you.
I need one of the hospital's spare backup generators. Just bring it over to my house.
Yeah, right now. Bring it over right now and hook it up for me. I'm cold.
I just bought 40 pounds of brisket that I'm going to be barbecuing up. I got in the freezer. I can't let that shit go bad.
Yes. I'm a
Louis Gohmert's going to come over and cook it for me.
Boy, I bet. I'm going to say this about Louis. To me, he sounds like he's better on the grill than he is in the legislature. Just a thought.
He probably can... Cook the hell out of a brisket.
What
it's probably
would
really
it
good.
Take to convince Louis to get out of politics and into the restaurant business?
Getting voted out of office?
No, I mean, if someone could...
Money? Well,
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
Money.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. You just buy them out. Why doesn't George Soros do that? Hey, Louis, I'll invest. I'll set you up in a barbecue place. I'll give you a loan that you don't have to pay back. You just have to promise never run for office. Never to do and deactivate your Twitter, and you can't proliferate hate. You have to shut up and cook pork.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
This is the Washington Post.
Right.
It is about. Oops, I did the wrong. I pressed the wrong button, and now I can't find my story.
Guys, and you know, it's just amazing to think about all the bad shit Rush Limbaugh said over the years. And I love the meme out there. It's like this guy, this right to life guy has the nerve to fucking die. You know what I mean? He was that's antithetical to what he believes in, right? He's pro-life, and then he just fucking dies. Oh gosh. What a hypocrite.
He's pro-forced birth.
That's right.
We have to remember how we define that.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Washington Post, chairman of Nelson County, Kentucky Republican Party.
Hell yeah, I'll be right back. I'm downloading some kiddie porn. Ooh, QAnon.
Issued a statement this week, and they're calling for Moscow Mitch McConnell to step down.
Hell yeah!
Step down as Senate Minority Leader after he criticized Trump.
Yes,
just
good.
For criticizing him, even though he voted to not find that fucker guilty.
Yes.
He just criticized him, and they are upsetty pants.
Okay, a lot of people would think, basically, you know, we can enjoy this. We can enjoy their pain, and we can also enjoy the fact that maybe a bigot died. You know, we can enjoy those two things.
Okay. Well, sure.
It's good. I'm just, you know.
Given that the county party that I represent supports President Trump overwhelmingly, and your complete and total disdain for the will of your constituents here in Nelson County, I am formally demanding you. Oh, he's formally demanding.
I'm formally demanding you.
How about you, sir? I smack you across the cheek with my glove.
I'm gonna shoot you.
I formally demand you immediately resign your leadership position within our party's caucus in the United States Senate.
Oh my God. That's the thing about the Republicans. To me, it's so amazing. This bag of shit, this sack of Nazi bones that is Mitch fucking McConnell, he has delivered for these right-wing nut jobs over the years. Like, thing after thing after thing after thing. And he says one thing about Trump, and it's like these guys, they're just dead to him.
Well, like, yeah, of course, yeah.
It's insane.
What did he say? McConnell's a dour, unsmiling something.
Yeah.
There's like three synonyms.
Right, right. Do you think McConnell has nipples?
Oh.
I'm just wondering.
God.
Or a belly button so or gross. Anything. I mean, I'm just they're saying.
Probably pierced.
Oh, that's little known fact about Mitch McConnell. Let's just say Prince Albert.
An interview,
tug on it.
Thrasher said that McConnell stirred up the hornet's nest by condemning Trump.
Yeah.
There are people that are more mad now because it just seems kind of duplicitous to a lot of people.
It's duplicitous, motherfucker!
He's trying to straddle the fence. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
And he's not making anybody happy doing that.
Ooh, Jeebus!
He's not straddling the fence.
God damn.
I mean, he kind of did there. He's right.
Yeah. I mean... It's just a different way of thinking because, like, you know, I'm a Democrat, I'm a progressive, and not everything Joe Biden does I like.
Right.
Not everything Bernie does I like. Not sure. You know, and some things I like, and you know, I don't feel the need to condemn anyone to hell right now. I mean, aside from Rush Limbaugh, probably a bunch of fucking Republicans. Yeah. And
he did himself.
Ted Cruz, I hope, burns in hell, even though it doesn't exist. Ted Cruz sucks.
Right.
I don't know.
excuse me.
Oui.
The
I'm just thinking about Rush Limbaugh sending his housekeeper out to score drugs. Is that real or is that a Saturday Night Live skit? That happened, right? Or did it did. There's a whole scandal, right? Rush Limbaugh was sending his housekeeper out to fish for doctors that would write him scripts for drugs, which I think is illegal.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, he did that.
Join us on Faithless Friday.
Yes.
Y'all.
And his housekeeper was undocumented, I think.
I think that might be true, too. I remember sending her to go pick up his oxy.
And the only reason I bring this up is just to point out, and this is a pointless thing on my part, because I know if there's any right-wing nut job fuck faces listening, pointing out the hypocrisy does nothing to you guys for some reason. Like that doesn't, you know, like, I don't care, or it doesn't compute.
Run that video again and with no audio, okay? We'll talk over it, okay?
So watch Mr. McConnell here.
What are we watching for? Right there, his hands. What do you see?
McConnell, it's the speech McConnell gave when he was saying, I'm going to vote to acquit, but Trump's totally guilty.
The thing is, MSNBC, one second, when you guys were playing that over and over, and I think it was on Sunday, it was dinner time, and I was trying to enjoy dinner with my mother 6 feet away, properly socially distanced, of course, and you kept putting his face on the fucking TV. Shame on you.
McConnell is moving his hands from the podium in front of him.
Yes.
He just puts his hands together, like with his thumbs together.
He's bizarre. But looking though, right? I mean, when he's moving around and talking, he looks like an animatronic person from Epcot.
So watch Mr. McConnell here.
What are we watching for? Right there, his hands. What are you seeing, Doc?
Is he telling us he loves us?
Right there. Look at that. Look at that. What is
Doc's
Mitch? Are you sending us a signal?
Doc's going to get fired.
Are these guys, what are these guys jizzing over? Is this a gang
McConnell
sign?
Just put his fingers and his thumb together.
Is he contacting QAnon?
Like a spider doing push-ups on a mirror.
Oh.
But he's just holding his hands like that in front of him.
Well, he's
but
a bizarre vampire.
Right. And Doc.
Yes.
Or Pat, whatever the guy is. No, Doc.
I think it's Fuckhead.
Doc is like, oh, is he telling us he loves us? You know, like doing the hard thing.
That's so. I listen.
Because I don't think Doc gets it, but Rick ain't having it.
Oh, okay.
Rick Wiles isn't having this.
Right, it's, right.
He's serious about this hand gesture that Mitch McConnell is sending to us.
Right there. Look at that. Look at that. What is Mitch? Are you sending us a signal?
I'll let our audience decide. What do you think it is? Here he is, and he does it for about a full minute in his presentation here.
Is it a Masonic hand sign?
Yes, it is. So,
is this a Masonic hand sign? Oh, yeah. Oh, it sure is.
I think he's doing a signal. I think he's opening his third eye, and I think he wants you to come have a gander. I don't know what he's doing. He's just acting. I mean, it does look bizarre, but it's Mitch McConnell.
Here.
Is it a Masonic hand sign?
He does that all the time. He steeples his hands together.
Yes.
Instead of folding them together with the fingers folded, he just steeples his thumb and fingers together in front of him. He does it all the time. I don't know what it means. Is he activating some Masonic army?
Yes.
Is he absolutely? Is it some weird
he's unlocked.
Weird pizza order at Ping Pong Pizza? Is he?
Oh yes. That's it. I mean, he is contacting the deep state.
I wonder if they say what the translation of the symbol is.
Right.
Let's listen on.
Like hand sign?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, I mean, and he does it for a good solid minute and a half all the way through this. So is what he is reading right now, is that the Masonic script that's been laid out for him to read at this point?
Is that the Masonic script that he's been has been laid out in front of him to read at this point?
I don't know. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. What? Let's say, hey, what about this for a question? What is the coronavirus positivity rate in Mitch the bitch's fucking state? What about that? Does anybody give a fuck about that? Masonic hand?
Apparently the Masons are against Trump, I guess.
Wait. Are they really, or is this?
Well, according to these guys,
this is Cocaine Mitch saying, "Listen, everybody, I'm actually with you. I don't mean what I'm saying. I'm being possessed right now.
Oh, I don't know
by something by Cuban.
I don't think that's what Rick Wiles thinks.
Rick Wiles thinks that he's betraying the country.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way through this, and so is what he is reading right now, is that the Masonic script that's been laid out for him to read at this point?
Yes, stupid.
Oh, who knows? But it is unusual. It's one thing I saw when I was watching this, Rick.
You know, I don't know if Mitch McConnell is a Mason. Hmm. He has some Masonic tendencies.
I was hoping he would say tendencies.
What does it mean? Explain.
Masonic tendencies. What a great band name.
Yeah. Oh, that's really great. But what does that mean? What is the Masonic? What is this Mason?
I don't know. The Freemasons.
But what is it? What do they do?
They're the evil.
Are they a religion?
They're the evil Illuminati that have been running things.
Oh, they work
behind the scenes, running the government.
Freemasonry or Masonry consists of fraternal organizations that trace their origins to the local fraternities of stonemasons that from the end of the 14th century regulated the qualifications of stonemasons and their interaction with authorities and clients.
But that's what the real stonemasons, you got to look up what the conspiracy theories
it's different.
Are
okay, Freemason conspiracy.
Oh, that
God, these guys, it's always something fucking...
I think it might be a little anti-Semitic,
too. Oh, wow, what a fucking shock.
Just saying.
I mean, if Rick Wilde's like, oh, is it the Freemasons? Yes, it's definitely anti-Semitic then, because that's his thing.
Here you go. Here's the mellifluous tones of the representative from Georgia's 14th district, I believe.
Fuck you.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, Nanu, Nanu.
Here she is at a town hall. By the way, I watched some of Joe Biden's town hall. He's awesome.
Right.
You know, this Dementia Joe bullshit is so fucking irritating.
Well, I mean, and there's a story today. We did a story today where the six-shirted Steve Bannon meth fuck suggested to someone that, God, Trump has dementia.
Right. Well, yeah, he thought so.
Trump had dementia.
A couple years ago, he thought so.
It's not Joe Biden.
Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene at her some town hall that she had. Oh, look at all the white people.
People are being canceled everywhere. I'm going to use a person you might have never heard of, but she's a dear friend of mine. I really like her.
Wait till you hear her. We've heard of her.
Well, can I guess who this is?
Yes.
Is this Boba Fett, Gina?
Oh, that's a good guess. Oh,
okay.
But it's not.
Okay.
Because everybody knows her.
Okay.
She's talking about someone she believes to be more obscure.
Right. Okay.
I have never heard of, but she's a dear friend of mine. I really like her. Her name is Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer, who chained herself. Handcuffed herself to the Twitter corporate office downstairs doorway. In a shared building in New York.
Shared building.
Yeah.
You are an asshole. I mean, Laura, people were late going to work and late with their day.
I don't think so. I think they just used the other door next to her. Yeah.
And that's right.
And
there's another interesting.
She wasn't really disrupting much of anything. And she was saying, I'm going to stay here for as long as it takes. And then it turned out to be like 4 hours later that she had to go to the bathroom and she left.
That's impressive. 4 hours, though. I would not have lasted 4 hours handcuffed to some dorm. Like, can I look at my phone?
She's also the one that, I believe, literally trespassed on Nancy Pelosi's property. Remember they put up signs and shit?
Oh, yes.
They hopped the fence on Nancy Pelosi's ranch or something.
See,
California.
That seems a lot more sinister now.
So she got kicked off. Laura Loomer got kicked off, like, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube because she's... She's virulently anti-Muslim.
Loomer. Right, right, right.
Like Ilhan Omar and shouldn't be allowed to be a representative because she's a Muslim.
But don't you think Ilhan Omar might have something to offer government? Maybe we don't.
But she's a Muslim.
But that's a good thing.
She wants us dead, Ryan.
Oh, right.
Sharia. She's trying to make us all Sharia.
Hey.
Laura Loomer is a Jewish American woman. She actually ran for Congress this last cycle down in Florida.
And got her ass handed to her.
And lost.
Yeah.
She didn't win her election, but I think she's somewhat important to talk about. Laura Loomer is one of the most canceled people I've ever met in my life.
Is that something better? It was one of the most canceled people. That means she's an asshole.
That, yes.
If people don't want you around, don't want you hired, don't want you on their platforms, don't want to read your shit and see your shit, that means you're a fucking asshole.
And I don't have a problem with the term cancel culture. I like it. To me, it celebrates the fact that shitty people, I don't have to hear from them as much, maybe.
And we have the ability to do that.
Yes, I free can market
bitches. Where are these free market assholes?
Well,
they don't like it when the free market is used against them.
Right. Well, again, this gets into this hypocrisy.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
I thought you were done.
Oh, I am done.
I don't know why. She started out as an investigative journalist.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna back that one up.
And I'm an investigative journalist. Shelby, congratulations. You've just been promoted to investigative fucking journalist. God.
She's like Liz Crokin. Oh, we gotta find out what's going on with Liz Crokin and if she gave up on Q. Remember last week?
Oh my God.
Last week. Listen to Liz Crokin. She was having...
Wouldn't you wait till March 4th?
Q questions. Oh, well, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Is that Q or until is that the a different next... kind
no, that's
of bullshit?
Q. Oh, okay. That's Q.
Yes.
You want to know why? She started out as an investigative journalist. She's conservative. She's Republican. She started reporting stories on Ilhan Omar and her ties to radical Islam.
God.
The fact that she married her brother.
She didn't. The fact that she just said that.
The fact that she married her brother is not real. It's not a fact. It didn't happen.
So this is a sitting member of Congress who just said of another member of Congress, it's a fact that she married her brother.
Tell me who this politician is that we're listening to.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
This is who they are.
But you told me,
Marjorie. And their long serpentine forked tongues stretching from D.C. all the way down to Mar-a-Lago to lavish his little mushroom hole.
That's not good for the environment. But didn't you tell me Marjorie Taylor Greene, with all the shit she was going through in Congress in this time period, was able to raise like a fuck ton of money?
Tons of money.
So
tons of money.
It seems that not to sound cynical, but the way things are set up in this fucking country is that it, we're not going to fix that.
She married her brother. Twitter didn't like that very much, so they kicked her off of Twitter. She also got kicked off of Facebook. But Laura does not stop. She kept on pushing.
This is the dumbest.
This is they're. She's speaking this with pride.
You got.
Laura was so horrible. She got
platform.
Kicked off of Twitter and Facebook.
This is not. This is not your. Your human rights here are not affected. You are not in danger. No one is coming after you. You were kicked off a platform for saying racist shit, a private platform. They can kick you off.
Right.
She's like, they're making, she is this person Nelson Mandela, yes or no?
Of course.
God.
She kept on putting her stories out, her information. She refused to give up, which is great. It's another reason why I like her.
She's great?
She started her own media company.
I'm sorry.
She's a good friend.
I realize it's late in the show, but I just can't. I'm not. I'm losing my mind. Marjorie Taylor Greene, someone people elected our government. She's another reason I like her. She's great. She's great. But anything great, specifically great about her, or just in general great?
About Laura Loomer?
No, I mean, this is somebody in our government making a speech about someone. Why does she say she's great? You're talking about her general. Sounds so stupid.
Well, yeah.
This is sad. We are at the bottom of society right now. It's the bottom of the nasty white trash fucking barrel of, oh my God, of shitdom.
Her stories was on Instagram, found other places, Google to put out her information, but she kept getting canceled. She has now been canceled not only by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. She's also canceled by Uber, Uber Eats. She couldn't use Chase Visa.
I think she got into something to do with a Muslim Uber driver.
Yeah.
There was an incident with her.
Uber Eats said,
So they banned her.
But you can get banned from Uber too. Like if you get a bad rating as a driver, if you go in someone's car and just throw up all over the place, they can ban you.
Right.
And it's because they're a private business, right?
Well, right. And you have to get banned for a reason.
Not out of a void.
Usually,
right,
yeah.
Right. And she got They're banned on social her. Media for
she,
hate speech.
She got
right?
into some altercation with some poor Muslim Uber driver who had to pick up the most virulently xenophobic, hate-filled, anti-Muslim asshole, one of them, in this fucking country.
And oddly enough, the people at Uber were on the right side of this.
Right.
Yeah.
She couldn't use Chase Visa. You see, the list goes on and on. It goes into corporations. This is something that I call corporate communism.
Oh, exactly.
Not all the corporate tax breaks that they get and all that, which is the real corporate communism. No.
The people listening and commenting are killing me.
Oh, yeah.
Can
oh, that's right.
Back? I'm
oh,
so
preach
sorry.
It. Preach
oh,
it, sister.
God. Corporate communism.
Uber Eats. She couldn't use Chase Visa. You see, the list goes on and on. It goes into corporations. This is something that I call corporate communism. It's not just a threat from the federal government. It's happening in the corporate culture.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Loomer was first to be canceled. You know who's next? You are.
Oh, God. We saw that one coming.
Hopefully. You are. No, MGT. You are Marjorie Taylor. MTG, you are. You are because she's going to leave government and no one will hire her.
They're going to cancel you next.
No, people don't want to associate with Nazis. I don't anyway. Shelby, do you want to associate with Nazis?
I don't. There's no more treats, buddy.
Right. The treat Nazi.
We got a couple of minutes left here on the old shoe.
Right. No, there is a treat here. She smells it. She smells something.
I don't think there's a treat.
There must be.
We played Rick Wiles already.
Boo. Oh, yeah. He's nuts. He needs a fucking lithium and a stiff drink.
Here's some Q-loans. A couple of profits here.
Oh, shit, yes.
People say, we need to pray for the president. Yes, Donald Trump. Pray for him. People say, we need to pray for the president. You can pray for the office of the president. You can pray for a man named Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But you cannot pray for President Joe Biden because there's no such man. He doesn't exist, and he knows he don't exist.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Steve, his handlers.
Brother Steve, meet me down at the truck stop off Route 19 Wednesday night.
This is Prophet Robin Bullock, who really needs to be seen to be appreciated.
Does he masturbate angrily at traffic?
He looks like he's dressed like a Satanist. He's got long, dark hair. And I might put quotes around hair. He's got,
But you know, man, you say dressed like a Satanist, like he's got dark clothes on and shit like
that. Yeah, yeah.
That makes more sense for an evangelical because their shit is about death and oppression.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shit. And Satanists are about logic and taking care of their body and not letting anybody fuck
with them. Well, the Satanic
Temple
ones are, yeah.
And they give you coloring books, and the Christians want to cut your babies and do weird, all kinds of weird fucking Old Testament shit.
Brother.
I cannot pray for President Joe Biden because there's no such man. He doesn't exist, and he knows he don't exist. And Brother Steve, his handlers know he don't exist.
They don't?
They all know he's not real. They know this.
Brother Steve.
What do you say?
Brother Steve.
You know, why is everyone...
A little taste of what we do on Friday.
Ooh, why is everyone so stupid? I mean, what I mean is why is everybody so incredibly fucking dumb and stupid?
There's a lot of that going on.
But why? Why? Why is Brother Steve... I don't know.
Well, I don't know that this prophet is that dumb. He's...
Is he a real prophet or a bullshit prophet?
He's milking dumb people.
Ooh, yes. But he's.
So, I mean, I don't think he's the dumb one.
Right. He is the evil one.
Right.
The one doing the badness.
Yes.
The one making the world an even shittier place.
Yes.
Really.
He's a prophet, though.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting it. How do you get that? What do you get? Have to get go to a notary public? I got to fucking.
I think you proclaim yourself. Oh. And that's all it takes.
Shelby, I proclaim Shelby a prophet. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay.
How does she prophesy?
I don't know. Is there a link?
Do we have to read her shit or something?
No.
You sure?
I'm rescinding her status as prophet.
Okay. Shelby, God, that was really short-lived.
Well, see, that's a good example that religion is ultimately got to be convenient.
Yeah.
You know, just...
So this lunatic, we don't have much time. I'll do this quickly. This lunatic, Lynn Wood, this lawyer, this former Trump lawyer, who is the one who was tweeting, as the lunatics were breaking into the Capitol and getting through, he was tweeting, "Good, get Pence first, hang him first." Kind of shit.
Oh yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
I would never tweet anything like that.
So now dude is in Trubs in Georgia, the state disciplinary board.
Ooh.
Of the state bar of Georgia.
Oh yes.
Is investigating him for these false frivolous lawsuits and the bullshit lawsuits they're trying to file. They tried to file. To overturn the election.
Right, because the thing is, every time a Republican loses, based on how things went with the whole impeachment trial, I would think that they will do this. You know?
So now, the state board posted the complaint, and he put it out on social media, and he wrote, "I could use the help of an army of patriots."
What do you mean by that?
If you have any information that might impact the competency, qualifications, or objectivity of any members, would you email the information to me? Their social media posts, political affiliations, representative clients, for example. What if one or more of them represent Dominion?
Oh, shit.
Lawsuits filed against them, etc., would all potentially provide me with relevant information that could form the basis of a challenge.
Yeah, well, I think that is not going to work, ultimately.
And then he posted a listing of all the officials' names and home addresses.
Oh, my God. Jeez. What are we going to do about Trumpism?
And that was on his own Discord or whatever, his own Telegram channel. Oh, or something like
Telegram,
that.
Yeah. The racist shit.
Yeah.
So he doxed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Basically said, "Hey, you should people."
And said, "Just get information on them for me." Wink, wink, wink. But here's their home addresses.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, doesn't Telegram, Do they have to monitor that?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's the whole vibe.
But your vibe can't be like letting some people plan like murder and shit openly your platform. I mean, I know you guys need the click throughs over there, but shit.
It's a crazy world.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
Gosh.
And we'll talk about it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always on your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com.
EIB, excellent in broadcast.
Check out Ryan on the internet, RadarComedy.com, RadarComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, in a couple of VR games, Radar Comedy. Ooh.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll talk at you again manana.
Rush
right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.